Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I got a question for you guys. When you take a shit.
Oh, fuck.
How many wipes do you usually, does it take?
A lot.
Real? This is fascinating to me.
Oh, yeah.
What are we doing?
Because I had one the other day that really caught me off guard. It took me by the surprise, you guys.
What are you saying?
It was a crazy shit. Yeah. Let's talk about it.
Wait.
We ain't done yet. It's time for the P1 Podcast.
Fun's not over yet.
Completely uncensored and unfiltered, except for that part.
Looking for the after party with no way.
The show's after show starts now.
Are you telling me, Sky, you've never had a shit that's like taking you by surprise a little bit?
No.
Whether it be the consistency of it, or the amount,
or,
you know, like, you know, all of a sudden you sit down and then like this giant, you know, air biscuit comes out.
Whoa.
Or like, you know, there's shits that will sometimes go, oh, well, I wasn't expecting
God.
That.
We
just don't
or
talk
there's
about
the opposite
it.
When you have to go, you think it's going to be something huge and it's like nothing.
Oh, that's just annoying.
That's the worst. Because your stomach hurts.
Right.
Yeah.
It pisses you off.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
I'm like, I'm going to be here for a minute.
Or it's stuck on your ass and you're shaking on the toilet.
Excuse me? Where is it stuck? Like
on the ass.
Like, so it's not fully come out.
No, it's like a little bit that's left. It's on because I got hair in my ass.
A dingleberry.
Yeah.
Oh,
and I'm shaking to try to get it out.
You're referring to the dingle.
Yeah. Then I got to wipe fucking a million times. It's like a marker.
What?
It's like wiping a marker.
I've never tried to wipe a marker, but I figured that would be hard.
You get the picture of what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
I don't
think
it's that crazy.
It wouldn't come clean, yeah.
Thor, that's kind of what happened to me.
See?
Now, it
marker
wasn't
ass?
No, it wasn't not necessarily that.
Marker ass.
It was more of a situation where I didn't know what was going on.
Really?
I take a shit. I figure no big deal. Normal shit, right?
And real quick, I know this is a kind of a weird question for especially a female friend to ask another friend.
Oh, please ask.
But are you like a regular shitter? Is it always like the same time of day or
not
like...
Not really anymore. I kind of used to be.
Okay.
And then not really when I kind of changed up my diet. Now I shit. I used to shit every day, sometimes multiple times a day.
Wow.
And then when I changed up my diet, now I can go a day, sometimes two, and I'll be all right.
Willy-nilly
shitting?
Oh.
Willy-nilly. Well, mostly I'm pretty regular.
Willy-nilly shitter?
Yeah, totally. And I feel like I'm a nice clean shitter.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know, where I don't have to push. And then, you know, sometimes I'll wipe and I got nothing, no product. I'm like, whoa, what's up with that? And you were the one who actually told me that's a good sign.
Yes.
Because I came back one time from shitting. And I always like to talk about my shits.
Yeah.
And I said, this guy, what's going on with me? I'm like, I got no product on the toilet paper. And you go, no, that's good.
Oh, yeah. Like vegetarians and vegans are like, yeah, that shit just falls out, you know?
So that makes me feel good.
Now, are you I know it's not totally regular, but is it normally like a morning type of thing? Evening?
I would say, gosh, I don't, it's all over the place.
Yeah.
It's usually after a meal. So it's like usually after dinner or after breakfast, like, you know, I'll probably feel one in like 20 minutes or so.
Oh, really?
Yeah, maybe.
See, my husband's an always after morning coffee guy.
Yeah.
So he like plans his fucking morning around it, that he needs to like carve out a
Activates
good
it.
10 minutes to know after a cup of
I'm
coffee.
I'm an in and out guy too. I don't like spending a lot of time in the bathroom.
I wish
shit.
I could. I'd take forever.
Really?
Yeah. Like I wasn't eating great for a while.
No,
so
you
that
don't
affects
say.
Me.
So. And then do you get on your phone too?
Yeah.
See, I don't do
because
I
can't.
It'll take too long.
Well, it's not even the fact. I wish I could be in and out.
It just takes you that long.
Yeah, it takes me that long. So
you ever fill up the bowl?
Yeah, pretty much.
What's going on?
When I eat something really bad,
really
hot. Yeah,
you got a lot of stomach issues.
Yeah, I do.
So yeah, I mean, it's I can't really say it. I got a normal time anymore. But this one hit me out of nowhere. I go. It was at my house. Wasn't here.
Okay.
I go in, do my business, and I'm not really thinking it's a weird one or there was nothing strange about it. But it was sort of what Thor was saying. I go to wipe myself and clean myself, and you know, you always gotta take a peek at the paper afterwards, right?
Okay.
How else do you know you're clean?
Yeah. No one admits it. We can't talk about it.
You have to. If I'm wiping and there's still product, I gotta go back.
Yeah.
I gotta make sure that thing is clean.
It's quality.
I've gone through half a roll.
That's for you that are you know, penny pinching and concerned about, you
sucks.
Know, all that's, that stuff. That's crazy.
That's
that
why I did flushable wipes for so long, because it was so much easier. Because
it works
because it cleans you easier, so you don't have to use as much. Then I found out the flushable wipes were bad for my septic.
Yeah.
So
I
stopped
with
the flushable wipes.
I don't think using that much toilet paper is good either for your septic.
Now,
just go in the pool, you know.
That's disgusting.
Why you do it in the shower?
Yeah, honestly,
you do it in the shower.
That is true. I am, though, seriously going to get a bidet.
You really are?
Yeah. It just makes so much sense at this point.
For you,
I'm going to save toilet paper. I'm going to save.
You don't shit in the shower anymore.
I'm not going to shit the shower anymore. you just sit there. I don't know. Now, listen, am I going to install this thing? No. Somebody else is going to have
That'd
to do that.
Pretty
plumber.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Get that thing high powered.
Yeah.
Oh,
and it'll go right up my asshole.
Nice. Oh, you'll love that. Old
Faithful.
Question about the wiping situation that you have discussed. Do you look after every wipe or just check the final wipe?
Well, it's kind of a weird question, because no, it's every wipe, because I mean, I want to make sure when I'm done. So
okay.
If I go, I got clean product, I'm out, I'm done.
Okay.
So you have to know that.
So even if you know you're in a multiple wipe situation, like you know this is going to take more than one wipe, you'll still look at the first wipe?
Well, again, sometimes you don't know.
No.
It's, you know,
okay.
You never exactly know what's happening down there, right?
Okay. Mm.
And so
you have your toilet paper stuck in there?
Oof. No.
And you wipe and it rips off?
No.
How
Does
far in
to
are you,
you
sticking
are
it?
Are you doing the whole finger?
What? I'm not doing the whole finger, but I have so much hair that I will get stuck.
You have that hair, you have an ass, huh?
You guys want to see how hairy my ass is?
I don't.
Ew. Have you ever considered shaving it?
Yes, I have. I just haven't done it yet.
Oh.
I've considered shaving.
Good luck with that.
I have a great ass.
You braid it?
Oh, that might help.
you probably could.
Oh, God. Wow, that's really
unbelievable.
Gross.
Dreadlocks?
If I wanted to.
Okay.
Huh.
So. I do my business.
Yeah.
Do the first wipe, and what I see, I don't care for one bit.
What are you seeing?
I am seeing the most amount. It was like I shit myself, because it was so much on the first paper, and it was so spread out that I'm like, what just happened to my ass?
Oh, like it was everywhere.
Like I literally, like I shit my pants, and you know, and you're still walking around. And
you had shit on taint. You had shit on upper back.
That's what it looked like. That's not what happened though. So now I'm really confused, and it's like the consistency of peanut butter.
Oh.
And I go, what has happened?
Did you not finish?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Did I wipe a full shit?
Yeah.
I don't know. Because I felt
butt?
Like I was done.
Is your butt?
I didn't feel like I had a dingleberry.
Sometimes when I'm at work. And
oh,
I know,
no.
Okay, we're
no.
going to be back at 33.
Yeah.
We're going to be back
you gotta
at
pinch it off.
We're going to be back at 43.
Oh, no.
But it's 39 and I still have to wipe. What I'll do is I can't say this.
Oh no, I mean what
and
is
I
it?
Know Shut and I know up. There's shit still in my ass.
No.
But what
no.
am I supposed to do?
I'm now regretting bringing this.
What am I supposed to do?
I don't know.
Honestly,
you
like
sit
I run
here
the board.
Shit ass.
No, let me finish. I run the board. So I have to be back
no, you have
before
to.
We yeah. come back from commercial break.
Yes.
Because God, imagine Emily doing this. So,
I don't think she has the ability. We'd call him Dario.
Yeah. And so I want to be back. And it's like, I got 2 minutes to wipe my ass.
Okay.
But I know I
That's
still
have. Not enough time.
Well, I still have shit stuck in my hair. So what I'll do is I'll take some toilet paper and like reach around. And like really
Under?
Spread my cheeks and like wipe the shit that's hanging with my hand with the toilet paper and get it off.
Like
and that's,
pull it out.
Yeah, rather than not pull it out, you wipe it. Just to get it out.
Isn't that the same
and
as just wiping?
I mean, no, because usually I would just wait for it to fall off because it's shit.
So yeah, you're disconnecting it. And
yeah, I'm
does,
not.
Do you sometimes pull the hair out?
Yeah, that hurts.
Does that hurt?
I've never had.
So then I'll. Then I'll
I don't know what he's talking about, honestly.
So then I'll have to. Then I'll have to wipe.
I don't know.
Then
I'll have to wipe. No.
A lot, and then like come back in studio, and then I'll leave studio again.
Do you wash your hands? Please,
yes.
Back. Thank you. Okay. Sky wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't.
That's fucking disgusting,
but I wouldn't
dude.
Be going.
You, no, it doesn't matter. Your hands are wiping your ass with toilet paper on them, and then you're not washing.
No, the toilet paper is wiping my ass.
No,
my
but
hands
you're...
touching the toilet paper on
dude,
the clean side.
Dude.
Hey, that dude. Was pre-pandemic Sky. Post-pandemic Sky.
What?
Now washes her hand after a number two.
Every time, even at home.
When at work, post-pandemic Sky washes
so
her hands after
you're
a number two.
Disgusting.
Do you wash after number one now in at work still? Or post-pandemic
the
Sky?
The first 3 months of the pandemic,
I mean,
you were
at my house. I hope you
yeah,
did.
Yeah, yeah.
Sky,
but now number ones are willy-nilly again.
Sky, take. Listen, yeah. I'm not saying I'm not gross.
You high-five her every once in a while.
Sky, I'm gross.
Great point.
I'm gross, 100%.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Sky takes a shit and then doesn't wash her hands.
Yeah.
I don't wipe
you're
with
just
my fucking hands.
You're just as gross as I am.
Oh, no.
Yes, you are.
I don't have dreadlock poop butt. No. No.
You got shit hands.
I don't have shit hands.
You have shit hands.
Fine.
Shit hands, Scott's what they call you.
Oh my god. So normally,
yes.
Normally on a normal shit day.
What do we got?
I am a two wipe guy, and I'm good. I'm clean.
Wow. Good. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
You know, I don't air. Occasionally, I'll go in for a third.
Wow.
And feel like, all right. Got everything.
Do you feel like he's bragging right now, Thor?
Yeah, like two wipes.
Dude,
my God. That's
I got no
crazy.
Product. Yeah. I'm telling you, it comes
that's
out really nice.
That's fucking crazy.
Can you imagine?
I can. I'm like at least 10 wipes.
That's not true. That's
yeah.
not true. In all honesty, what's your average? If you had to break it down, an average.
6 to 7.
Holy God.
If I'm not eating well, you know?
10 wipes.
Oh, yeah.
I can't even... 10 wipes?
You just
multiple
wiping,
do one square
wiping,
wiper? Like,
wiping.
What are you doing?
No, I do like
a normal
couple da, square. Da, da, da. I don't go that many. Like 3 squares at the most.
3?
Yeah,
no,
oh,
no, no.
Over your hand.
That's why he's upset about wiping
no,
your hand.
You have to have shit everywhere.
3 squares is nothing.
Yeah, see, that's why
you have
nothing.
To at least double.
That's 3 squares
least
is not.
Double.
I have
at least like 6 to 9.
I have Costco toilet paper.
I know what that is.
Double,
it doesn't matter.
Double
no,
side.
No,
double
doesn't matter.
Ply.
Nope.
Three, come on, dude.
3 squares is not 6 to 9. That's the whole roll at that point.
No, it isn't.
Oh yeah.
What? I mean, add up your 10 wipes.
You
dude.
Guys are overdoing it.
Add up your 10 wipes.
Listen, I'm not wasting paper.
I don't want shit on my hand. I mean, if you're not at least doubling it,
oh, yeah.
I mean, then that's even iffy.
Yeah, come on.
Like, I don't know what the hell you're doing,
that
dude.
That's psychotic.
Three is fine for me, man. I'm good.
Oh.
Well, if I added more, it's still not going to finish the wiping.
I don't know.
Yeah, but you're protecting your hand.
Yeah.
And I feel like you do a more substantial wipe when you have more paper in your hand.
Yeah, you're more
protected.
Do you
feel that way?
Yeah. I do. I agree.
Yeah.
I don't feel that way.
Oh, my God. So, anyway, in a normal world for me.
Yeah.
Sorry, Thor. I'm a two-wipe guy.
Wow.
I'm good.
Good for you. Yeah.
Feels nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I go in for the wipe on this one, and I don't know what I'm seeing here. It's like I've just shat in my hand.
God.
And I go, dude, what the fuck is going on? Like, I've never seen this before.
Shat in your hand.
I go for the second wipe.
Yeah.
And it is still way more than I'm ever
wow.
used to on the second wipe. And
you're
I
supposed
go,
to be done at this point.
Dude, I don't know what's happening.
You're a two-wipe guy.
Two-wipe guy.
Are you still shitting at the moment?
I could be, because I don't understand what's going on.
Did
I've
you hear a plop in the toilet?
Yeah, I mean,
so
I
you
was
know
done.
That it went
I
in
was
the water.
Done. I mean, I felt done.
You felt done.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Clearly, something was wrong.
Mm.
You know? So, and like I said, the consistency is weird.
Yeah,
like
I'm soft like, serve.
Like, what? Do I got Skippy up in there? Like,
oh,
what's
Skippy.
Happening?
Oh, God.
Yeah. Huh, okay.
You're grossed out after everything you've just said,
yeah.
really?
Hey, 3 square.
Yeah, come on.
What's up?
Yeah, just spread my cheeks and rip it out with my bare hands.
I don't rip it out with my bare hands.
God.
And if I get shit in my hand, it's my shit. I wash my hands at the end of the world. You know what I'm saying? I don't get shit in my hands, but
do
I'm not going to lose.
You know what he's saying, guys? Everyone out there?
You guys have
you
guys have
it's not
a
that
choice.
Big of a deal.
No, it is a big deal.
You guys have a choice. Sky's just taken a shit and wiped with a lot of paper but not washed her hands.
Yeah.
You can high-five her,
no.
or else you have 3-square Thor who got shit on his hands and
I will,
washed.
I will fucking eat a meal off your hands.
Okay, okay.
I mean,
you.
I washed
thank
my
you.
Hands.
Thank you.
20 seconds.
No, yeah. Oh,
okay, thank you. I feel vindicated.
So it took me... this time, 5 solid wipes to get myself clean.
Are you
and
wrong?
I thought that was crazy until I heard Thor.
Thor, that's insane. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I thought there's something wrong with me.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, luckily it hasn't happened since. Mm-hmm. But it took me by surprise.
This is amateur hour here.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
This is amateur hour.
Something from you? I don't know what's going on.
I don't know.
So, like I said, I'm average 2. You're average 6 or 7.
And from here on out, if I'm still in the bathroom, we're coming back from break, I'm still going to be in the bathroom. I'm not doing this anymore. I think that's fair.
What?
If you guys are all so grossed out. If you guys are all so grossed out.
All right. Okay. Go ahead, dude. I'm sure that'll go over well with our bosses. We're Thor, half the show. Yeah. Yeah, shitting. Yeah. So I got to ask you, ladies. Ooh. On average,
okay,
how many wipes?
Oh, Emily? God.
I, too.
Why does he get grossed out when it's other people?
Yeah.
Oh, but
yeah,
when it's his, it's like, this is the greatest show on earth.
What?
The greatest show on earth, the Ringling Brothers.
It sounds like a circus going on in there.
It definitely sounds like a circus. Yeah. I am in and out of the bathroom very, very quick, and I am a 2-wipe girl.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And you feel confident?
With all the
absolutely
beer shits you probably have,
I don't have beer shits.
There is no fucking way
that
you
are
that.
I don't.
Oh, no. I did not do that.
The wine, the champagne, the beer. There's no way.
It's probably pure liquid, Thor.
Hey, what the fuck? That's a lot of tummy.
There's no way.
I don't. I have really
all the fucking Bud Light you got in there.
I have healthy shits. I do.
Yeah, totally.
I do. I'm going to take a picture next time.
I don't want to. I mean, that's something Robert would want to see. I don't want to see that.
I have healthy shits.
Good for you.
Two wipe.
Yeah, totally.
Are you regular? Do you go in a regular time?
Mm-hmm.
What time?
Very early in the morning.
Here or at home? You shit here.
It's here.
It's
well, yeah, we know because
there was
a guy that used to work here
who walked in after Emily.
But remember, she has very healthy shits. Yeah, the guy walked out and threw up. Yeah. But she had very healthy shits.
He said it smells like no matter if it's healthy or not. It's shit.
Okay, so you shit here every day?
Yes.
You get here, and then do you what? Like set some stuff up and then go take a shit?
Maybe.
Have you already drank your coffee? Or you're like already sipping on it?
Yeah, I have my coffee starting.
Is that an activator
car
for you?
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, she starts drinking the coffee. She gets here, and the beer shit starts coming out.
Oh, yeah, beer
and
shit.
And then she has to come
I
in
have
here.
Good shits.
I'm sorry. Wow, that's a problem.
Very hoppy.
I walk past Kogo, and they're like, oh, there's all beer shit Emily.
Beer shit Emily, what the fuck?
We
have good shits.
Oh, my God. You're
easy
very
beer shit. Easy beer shit.
Wow.
Sky?
Yes.
What about you, on average?
On average? Well, here's a fun fact about your friend Sky.
Oh, boy.
I
We need to know this.
No one needs to know this. But since we're discussing, I will wipe my ass when I go pee.
Wait.
Why?
I'm lost.
So
maybe
if I
don't know the female anatomy like I thought I did.
There's
a few holes down there. So
there
I'm
are.
Like,
there's
I don't
like
know what's going
3,
on.
I think.
Yeah, it's like a bowling ball.
It's insane. So if I just go pee, I'm going to do a security wipe.
A thorough cleaning.
Just because I'm there, the toilet paper's there, just to make sure everything's clean and dry. Quick little
dab. I need to ask another woman.
Yes.
Thankfully we have one. Emily, is that normal? Do you do that?
No.
You don't do security wipes?
No, if it's just a little tinkle, then right. I just wipe once in the front.
Well, Sky is always moist. So maybe
true.
There's
so
like
she's
drippage.
Wanting to get that part.
Maybe
it's
there's
dripping.
Drippage.
It's dripping.
That
everywhere.
Is true.
Yeah, everywhere. Everything.
It's just dripping into your asshole?
Yes. I don't know why I do this.
Is it a separate pool of toilet paper?
Oh, it has to be. Yeah, you can't.
Oh, you
can't.
You can't contaminate, right?
Yeah, yeah. So we wipe the.
You're
front,
not crossing streams.
And then we get more toilet paper, and then we do a quick little. Boop. Okay, we're clean.
And every time,
yeah.
You're not raw down there eventually.
No, because it's not a full like wipe. It's just like a boop. You know, just make sure there's
you
no
spank
moisture.
Spank your butthole.
Yes, a little butthole spank.
Whoa,
this is fascinating.
Yeah, yeah. So
that's really wild, Sky.
So, one wipe.
Got a loose butthole, huh?
Well, what's crazy is nobody visits there.
Nobody. Well, maybe they do, and she doesn't want to say anything.
No.
Some anal leakage going
Ew.
On.
Oh, God.
Oh, gross.
That's what I don't know.
Oh, my God. So, anyway. So, number one.
Okay.
There's one wipe.
Okay.
A number two, which normally happens at 3 a.m., when I wake up, like morning. right when I wake up.
Right as you get up,
yeah,
huh?
This is part of the reason I couldn't go camping with Eddie. 3 o'clock in the morning.
That's the stupidest
Even on the weekend?
Ever.
Yeah.
You wake up and take a shit and then go back to bed?
Yes.
Every day?
That's
pretty
crazy.
Pretty much, yeah. Pretty much every day.
Holy moly.
Yeah, my body's has a very strong internal clock, you guys. And so on a normal shit.
It's wild.
It's wild.
When I don't have the champagne shits or.
Oh, so you admit that's a thing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad one of you is honest.
Once in a while.
I'm glad one of you.
It's like every morning I wake up, I got fucking beer shits everywhere.
It's like a bottle of
champagne. Once in a while.
You ever, you know, you shake your champagne and you open up the cork. Yeah. That's Emily's butthole.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Don't look at the toilet bowl after Emily takes a shit.
Yeah. I mean,
you wonder. You know, we've seen the toilet bowl here at work. And sometimes, it literally does look like now we know who the culprit
is. Now we know the culprit.
That's
Emily. How did they get shit on top of the toilet?
That's
Emily. Must have been all beer shits.
Beer shits. She's the one who did it.
I mean, really?
Oh, no.
She had a lot of IPAs last night.
Yeah,
I don't know. Okay, so what's your wipage?
So on a
3 a.m., by the way.
Yeah.
3 a.m., normal shit.
That would wake me up. Like, how could you get up and do that? And then that's just alarming in the middle of the night.
It's
alarming.
Not alarming. It's just
sick and, like, have stomach issues, I'm not waking up to go take a shit ever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can't hold it? Like, what are you, five?
It's just gonna come out.
What are you?
Well, because I mainly have to pee. But then once I'm there, my body's like, I know what we're doing here.
Let the dogs out?
So, okay. So on a normal occasion, I am a 3 wiper.
Oh, a 3 wiper.
Yeah.
So on the second wipe, you're like, got to go back in.
Not good enough.
The first one, I don't even look.
Because you know what you're about. You know it's
done. I know I'm not done yet. I just know after the first
one. It's a
murder
scene.
I'm not saying it's a fucking murder scene, guy. I'm just saying I'm not done yet, right?
Yeah.
So the second wipe is where I look, and I normally go, we could do one more.
We could do better.
We can do better. We will do better.
Okay.
And then third wipe.
Do you look?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just to make sure. That nothing crazy has transpired. And then I'm out.
Wow.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. Do not wash hands. And then I'm out.
Well, I mean, it's 3 a.m. Like, you imagine that you got to wash your hands.
But then you
get in. Hold on a minute. The boo has massive issues about clean sheets.
Yes, he does.
So you're getting back in bed with poop hands?
Well, there's no fucking poop on my hands. Again, I use a whole wad, so.
I get it, but still, your hands are clean. You just shit, and you didn't wash them.
It's
pretty gross. There's shit particles in the air. You know when they want, there's a whole study that you should flush, you should close the lid before you flush because the poop particles go out.
It's a whole study.
So you really want to wash those hands.
I've heard that.
Okay.
Yep, I sure have.
Wow, suddenly I feel much better about my weird peanut butter shit.
Oh, God.
It wasn't as bad.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.